There was bad news for social services this week, as the impact of funding cuts became clearer. The leader of Norwich City Council said that some £3 million, which could have been spent on services for people in Norwich, is likely to be lost over the next 4 years. The Norfolk Carers Support Group warned that unpaid carers could carry a substantial part of the burden. Norfolk County Council admitted that proposed cuts could negatively affect older and disabled people, gypsies, travellers and carers. Here's Sarah with the first of these rather depressing news stories.
Some £3 million, which could have been spent on services for people in Norwich, is set to be lost over the next 4 years because the government is planning to take away the money from City Hall, the authority's leader has warned. Alan Waters, the Labour leader of Norwich City Council, said it was perverse that the government was going to divert the money which district, borough and city councils could have received through the new homes bonus to local authorities which pay for social care. Mr Waters said the government's decision over the new homes bonus, which had previously seen councils which grant planning permission for housing rewarded with extra money, would hit the authority, which is already cutting £2 million a year, hard. And he said without a change of heart on the government's part, the move would also take away an incentive for councils to build housing. He said shifting the baseline beneath which councils are no longer given money for new housing would mean Norwich would get an award for just 4% of growth, the equivalent of getting money for just 11 of 337 new homes built in the city. Coupled with changes to the revenue support grant, he said it means between now and 2020, City Hall will have £3.2 million less to spend on services, a 15.9% reduction in spending power. Mr Waters said only three councils in the country were in a worse position. A motion at the full council meeting will call for the authority to ask the government to think again and find a national solution for adult social care, rather than shifting money from local councils. The local government finance settlement is due to be laid before Parliament next month. The government has said funding needs to be released for adult social care, and the new homes bonus changes mean money would reward additional housing rather than normal growth.
Norfolk's unpaid carers could be forced to carry the burden for the impact of millions of pounds of council cuts, it's been claimed. And other charities condemned a decision by Norfolk County Council to put forward more than £11 million of cuts to services for vulnerable people as short-sighted. County Hall's Adult Social Care Committee's proposed cuts involve the withdrawal of more than £5 million over 2 years from housing support, which charities say could increase homelessness and heap pressure on hospitals and mental health services. Spending on floating housing support, such as wardens, are under threat. Norfolk Carers Support warned the high-risk strategy could leave unpaid carers having to plug the gap. Tim Allard, executive manager for Norfolk Carers Support, said that around 100,000 people in Norfolk look after somebody. This decision is a high-risk strategy. It'll put greater pressures on the system and on individuals and families across Norfolk. These cuts have a knock-on effect. The more funding and services that are cut for vulnerable people, the more friends, families and communities have to take on that care. Unpaid carers themselves also need support to maintain their own health and well-being. While the council is looking to put an extra £25 million into adult social care next year, the budget, which will need to be agreed by full council on February the 20th, contains £11 million worth of cuts. Labour's Sue Whittaker had asked the committee to abandon those proposals. But Chairman Bill Borrett, who said 3% of a proposed 4.8% council tax increase would go to adult care, said that Mrs. Whittaker's proposal had no costed alternative savings. The committee was tied at 8-all, with one abstention over Mrs. Whittaker's proposal to ditch those cuts. But it was rejected on Mr. Borrett's casting vote. Mr. Borrett said, "We have to look for efficiencies. It's not our money we're spending, it's the public's, and we need to spend it as efficiently as possible."
Councillors will debate cutting more than £5 million of funding for services that support vulnerable people, such as the homeless. The proposals, which went before Norfolk County Council's Adult Social Care Committee, would see £5.5 million cut over the next 2 years from the Council's Building Resilient Lives budget, prompting warnings from charity chiefs. And the Council's own report admitted the impact of the cuts could negatively affect older and disabled people, gypsies and travellers and carers. It also warned that removing the services through cutting funding could mean that more people go into crisis or become homeless and require other services such as adult social care, children's services, housing services and health services. Derek Player, Chief Executive of St Martin's Housing Trust, which provides food and accommodation for the homeless, said, "It's not a matter of could, it's would. These cuts are being made in exactly that part of the social care system where I think they should be expanding services, because it keeps people in their own homes and prevents them going into more expensive parts of the system, such as inpatient care. I am sympathetic to the council's problems, but I'm concerned about the impact it will have throughout the county." He said providers would have their budgets reduced, meaning fewer places for people to access accommodation.